Hello.
Oh, hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear.
Yes. I called yesterday, and I'm going to go a different route on my advertisement the website and Facebook.
No problem. I need to give you some options, though, because if you recall, in your terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior to cancel. So there is a $299 past due balance on the account, and I can't cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're only past due for $299 because come March 5th, it'll reoccur to $598, and that will continue to do so until this settles. So question, what was that, Jim?
I didn't even get to read that. When I signed it, they just told me scroll and just sign it at the bottom. To be honest, I really didn't even read that, especially on my cell phone with the real small fine print.
I see.
I didn't even know. The only thing y'all told me was, when I signed up is for the first 2 months, I believe, two or three months, something like that, I had to commit to, trying it for 2 months, 3 months, and that's the only thing I did try. But go ahead, you were going to ask me a question.
Oh, I was just going to ask, because I'm on your dashboard, and it looks like you're getting some really solid activity off of this, so you're probably getting some work on it, and you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
This is what I sent a text message back. I don't know who was I sending it to.
Okay.
These people are people that are just looking for work. These are people that are looking for, out of the whole entire list that I have with Local Splash, I think it's probably just like one or two that were really looking for work. I mean, for service. And then I looked at my Local Splash. I looked at the website, looked for it, and I finally found it. And I am like the 15th person way down at the bottom. And, I'm not too happy with the way everything is set on my website. And, I posted pictures on there. Pictures don't even pop up. The people that go through my website, my Facebook, those people are just looking, out of all the people, only one person wanted me to see if I could do his yard.
So I want to give you an option. I just listened to the most recent call on your dashboard from Janie Garcia. She called you on February 3rd, and she had you come out for an estimate. Prior to that, there was a V. Martinez. So there's people that are finding you, that are hiring you from this program. But you do have an option if you don't like the site and if the Facebook ads aren't working. We could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. And then, of course, any revisions that you make to your site are free of charge, meaning they're included in the package. So if you wanted to change anything on the site, you could let me know, and that would be updated within 1 to 3 business days. If you don't know off the top of your head what you want to do right now, I can show you how to get on the dashboard, and you can make revisions through your dashboard that are sent directly to the technicians and also updated on your site within 1 to 3 days. And I always welcome that, Joe. I like it when people are interactive with their account. I always say, you know, if you want us to do everything and leave it in our hands, that's fine. We're really good at it. But if you could be proactive and set it up the way you actually like it, you're going to get better results, right? And I can show you how to do that from your dashboard, so it's just as easy as checking an email.
And that's the thing. That's one of the things that got me upset too. That when I was signing up on the process of signing up with y'all, y'all told me that y'all were gonna help me, you know, make this website look good and all this and that. I even asked y'all if I could post pictures on there, and y'all said yes. And you know, I was not shown how. As soon as everything was signed up already, I never heard from y'all again. I know I was a busy person because, you know, I got a business to run, but at the same time, I never, you know, hardly had calls, you know, hey, well, you know, checking up to date, you know, how is it going? Or, you know, if I want to do something different to the website. You know, I basically signed up and got the website going.
So I want to let you know, we're here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific time. So we're readily available if you ever have questions. But there is a note on your account from November 10th at 3:54 p.m. Pacific time from someone in customer support saying Ruben. And he said that he called you to do a local splash dashboard walkthrough. And it said, call Joe to update him on the dashboard and show him how to request reviews. And it said that I don't know if he left a message or what have you, but he sent the email, sorry we missed you email, prompting you to call us. So they did call out to you to try to show you the dashboard, but for some reason, you know, you weren't available at that time, which is fine. I mean, that's how life is with a business owner, but you're always welcome to. And the thing I want to show you on the dashboard, which I think you'll love, Joe, is it's as easy as checking an email first and foremost, but secondly, it's available to you 24 hours a day. So let's say that you're out in the field from 7 to 4 Pacific and you're like, there's no way I can call Local Splash during those hours. No problem. You can go on your dashboard at 2 in the morning if that's the only time you have a free moment, and you can make updates that way. So I think that that would be a really good interactive way. And, you know, if your intention is to just, you know, pay the past due and cancel, I don't think you would need the Facebook ads anyway, because if you pay us $2.99, that extra $100 goes to a fresh batch of ads, which you won't really get if you're not going to continue. So what I would suggest is, you know, since there's a past due balance anyway, is perhaps, you know, settle that. That will give you another month of service. That way I can show you the dashboard. You can get on here and you can see the magnitude of what you're already getting for this. But also what Ruben's intention was when he called you was to show you how to get a 5-star rating on Google. So I can help you with that too. Because you're being found on the first page. People are clicking on you. If they're not hiring you, it could be that there's people up there that have a 5-star rating and you don't, and that could be affecting your conversion. So we can even help you with that. But I want to be able to show you how to do it.
I don't want for you to think that I'm trying to be rude, but
you're not.
You know, but when I first signed up for this, you know, I'm new at this. You know, I've done this kind of work, you know, but to set I'm new at putting something on Google's website, Google Ads or whatever. I've never done that before, but when I first signed up, y'all needed some more information, and y'all were blowing my phone up, you know, to get the information. And like I said, at that time, I was very busy. So y'all were constantly calling me. But finally, when I got all the information that y'all needed to finish the website, you know, I didn't hear from y'all hard, not at all. Any business.
That's not a fair business relationship for us, though, that the only way we're going to be able to show you the dashboard is we have to blow up your phone for 2 weeks to get a hold of you. I mean, in your terms and conditions and in your voice verification recording, it has you agreeing to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So if we call you and we leave a message, we expect for you to get back to us. You know, you don't have to drop everything and call us, but at least within 24, 48 hours, so it doesn't hold up your placement, you know?
I will still call y'all, though. We will still talk, but I would not. The times that y'all call me, like, for example, if y'all call me, hey, do you have the rest of the information? I will tell you, hey, call me back, you know. I didn't get it because of this or that. He says, but call me back in a couple of days or whatever, you know, and or a couple of, in a week or so or something like that. But we would always talk.
When Ruben called you in November, you didn't talk. So I don't know if he left a message or what happened, but he did send an email requesting for you to call us, and it said, sorry, we missed you. So I understand life happens. You're a business owner. You're very busy, right? You don't have time to drop everything and take calls from Local Splash. So I respect that. But at the same token, the login for your credentials to your back office, that has been sent to you. It's been emailed you. We sent you an email every time we called you. You're getting emails that there's leads on the dashboard. But what I really think is going to explode your results and take you to the next level is to get you that 5-star ranking on Google. And we can absolutely help you with that. I could even compose an email that says, you know, thank you for using Mundo Lawn Landscaping and Tree Service. And if you're happy with my service, click here to leave a review. That way, all your clients have to do is click the button. And because it's so simple, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of people to fill that out to achieve that 5-star ranking on Google. And I know that that's going to also help you tremendously. Because down the road, Joe, whether you decide to continue with us or not, you're always going to have that for your business, right? If you get 3 or 4 5-star ratings now and then you cancel with us next month, guess what? That Google business page already belongs to you, so it's always going to have that 5-star rating on there, and you're going to take that with you. You're also going to be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You're already on all the popular directories, including Facebook. All of that you get to keep. Even if you cancel the Facebook ads, you still have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Okay, but I'm only trying to help you out in the aspect of the past due balance, because I'm not supposed to reduce the past due balance from $299 to $199. But if you think that that would work, I would definitely get it overridden for you.
I think right now, I already got into with another network, and purchasing leads, and that's what's keeping my business going right now. I'm working with two companies, and where I'm buying my leads from, and I'm getting leads left and right. And I'm getting pretty real good, what you call it,
like a conversion,
outcome.
Like they're, yeah, a good outcome. Yep, that's a good word for it.
You know, out of these leads, and you know, even though they're costing me, but I'm still making, getting them out of this. You know, and my thing is, I had already decided, like, you know, because I'm the type of person that I'll try, and whatever's not working for me, I'll get out of it. And, you know,
well, that's what I'm trying to help you do, Joe, because if you just leave it sit, it's going to affect your credit because of the terms and conditions, and it's going to create a larger past due balance. And if you're not happy with it now, I definitely don't want you to have an ongoing issue with it down the road, you know. So I'm trying to do what I can with you just to kind of settle this, just so that you can move on and, you know, spend more money on your leads if you want to do it that way. You know, I understand that, but at this point, there is a past due balance, and I can't cancel the account with a past due balance.
Okay, so even though and how much you say is the past due?
It's $299, but $100 of that goes to Facebook ads, so I could absolutely take the Facebook ads off, get that overridden for you, and that would lower the past due to $199.
So it's $299?
Mm-hmm. $299 includes a fresh batch of the Facebook ads. That's the package that you have now. So you could do that and, you know, continue for another month since it's past due anyway and kind of see how it goes. Or if you want, you could take the Facebook ads off and continue and see how it goes. Or you could take them off and you know, just cancel right after you pay. Whatever you want to do, I can accommodate it. But I can't cancel it with the past due balance.
Well, I'm trying to get the... get rid of the Facebook and the Google website.
You want to get rid of the Facebook ad and the website?
Yes.
Okay. So the website is included in your package. They're not charging you extra for it, okay? So let's say you wanted to cancel and keep the site, which you don't, but if you did, you would just pay us $49 monthly for the hosting. But you don't want to keep the site, so you don't have to worry about that extra hosting charge.
Yeah, because
right now, I
don't have access. Up to right now, I don't even know how to use the website. I don't even know if I can get on there or...
Well, I want to let you know one thing is that the website will help you absolutely 100,000% if you cancel and you keep the site, because I had a client, you know, call me a couple months ago and he said, Tina, I have a lead coming through my dashboard, but I can't open it. Can you help me? I said, of course I'll help you. So I went on and I read it, and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid that you offered us last week. They were a contractor. And they said, that is the strangest thing. That lead did not come to us through Google. It came to us. They were also using a lead program. Theirs was called Angie Leads. So they're like, that we remember bidding on that job, and it was came to us through Angie Leads. And I said, well, guess what they did after you went out there and you bid on the work? They did a little bit of due diligence on you, and when they saw that you had a credible website and nice things being said about you, it actually assisted in getting you that job, you know? So that's all I'm saying is, you know, this website typically will, you know, sell for $2,500 extra up front. They didn't charge you that. They rolled it into your package. But let's say you cancel it and then down the road you say, oh, man, I wish I didn't do that, and you call us back. There's an upfront charge to put the website together, which we don't have to charge you right now. If you want to keep it, you just, you know, cancel the program and pay us for the hosting.
Well, if I, like I said, if I had access, to the website, you know.
You will have access to the dashboard where you can make revisions on the site, even if you just pay for the hosting.
You know, I don't know, I'm all confused.
Okay, so for the website, right, our websites are put together by the Google certified technicians, and they're highly rankable sites, so they help you with your placement on Google, and they're also integrated with the Google business page, right? There's a little link right on your site that says leave us a Google review. If somebody does that, it will leave you a five-star rating, not only on your Google page, but also on your website. So these sites are integrated together with the Google listing, okay? So because of that, we don't give clients access to the site, because what if you went on there and you revised something that hurts your rankings and all of a sudden you fall off the first page? So the only ones that can modify the sites are the certified technicians by Google, but we give you access to modify whatever you like, as long as it's within our template. And that's what I want to show you on the dashboard, so that you can, you know, you can start modifying it right away if that's what you want.
Well, that's if I continue to stay with the services.
Or you could pay the $199 to settle the past due balance, and then I can change your package moving forward to the $49 monthly for the hosting. And that way, what happens is the program will cancel, but you'll get to keep the website.
For $49 a month?
Correct. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that because they know the expense of getting a new website up and running with other companies. So they're like, man, I don't want to, you know, fork out another several thousand dollars. So at least I'll keep the site that I have and just pay for the hosting, you know? Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, I didn't know if were you on mute?
For some reason I hit mute. I don't know why.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, I was like, "Hello, Joe. What happened?"
I was actually talking.
Oh, okay. So what were you saying?
But the. When I sit down and I go through, when I go through, cause I pay insurance, I pay, you know, I try to keep everything, what do you call it? I try to keep everything on track where I got, you know, I got my insurance for my vehicles, for my company, I got everything documented.
Uh-huh.
And for the leads as well, you know, I had at one time Angie's leads and I dropped them because
okay.
they were not producing, but, I got two other companies that are providing leads for me, which are, those are the people that those, especially one
uh-huh.
That is really keeping me busy, and that's the one I've been using for several years.
Okay.
And, you know, but when they introduced me, when y'all introduced me to this website, I said, you know what? I said, I'm gonna try it. The only thing that I'm not happy with, you know, that at the point right now, you know, I don't know much about this website. I don't know much about Carly at all about, you know, how to work things, you know, in the website or nothing like that. And normally if like if, y'all want to, you know, this is the way I am. If I want to keep business with somebody, you know, I'm going to be there for that person, you know, check up on him or whatever, you know, whatever the case is, you know, call him up or whatever, you know, they are, because I'm a contractor and the kind of work I do, I'm not always on the computer. I'm not always on the cell phone. You know, if I'm on the cell phone, it's because I'm making appointments, you know, and it's a hectic, but it's worth it because this is what's putting, you know, a roof over my head and it's what puts the bread and butter on my table.
Of course. You know?
So I stay real, real busy figuring out biz, figuring out, you know, adding stuff, you know, the types of work that I'm fixing to do. So I kind of stay real busy physically and you know, because I need to do this, you know, or else I won't have nothing scheduled for the next day. So, but whenever I receive a phone call, of course, you know, I would have, you know, like if I would have had a chance, you know, I called a couple of times and they told me that I was going to have to be on hold and if I wanted them to call me back and it said something about the earliest was like in 2 days or something like that. And by 2 days, I'm going to be real busy. You know, I'm sure I don't know where I'm going to be at. So if I did miss y'all's call or if I did, or if y'all, you know, but I did not, I just canceled the appointment. So I'm kind of like, if I'm going to do something to help somebody out, you know, I'm going to stick to them and because that's what's going to keep my business going. And that's what it's going to, it's going to help y'all make money. It's going to help me make money. It's going to help y'all make money. You know, that's the way I see it. But,
so
I used to be a network marketer before.
Oh, really? That's exciting.
I used to sell insurance back in the days.
Okay.
And how
important that is to keep that pipeline going and to treat customers right so they refer you. So I can put in your notes for somebody to contact you, you know, maybe bi-monthly, like every other week, just to kind of give you some updates, you know. I also can give you my direct line. A lot of the clients like that because I do understand, and the owner of our company thinks that our callback system is the best thing since sliced bread. Oh, if someone calls in and they're busy, they don't have to wait. They can just get a call back in 2 days. But just as you relayed, you don't like that. And I keep telling him, I don't think that that's a very efficient system either, right? So I can give you my direct line, which is 777. That's my extension. And you can use me as a point of contact. And the reason I want to do that is I always answer my phone calls live. I only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least if I see that you called, I'll call you right back. And that way, if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. You know what I mean? So a lot of people like that because at least they can use me as a point of contact. And I preface that by saying, you know, I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. I don't do website revisions. So there may be a time that you call me and I can't help you. But again, at least I can get you to the person that can. So I think that would be, you know, much more efficient. I'm texting you my direct line right now just so that you have it, okay? Now, out of curiosity, other than the lady that just called you a few days ago, let me go back to the dashboard, Janie Garcia, there was another lady, Rosalia, on 203 Dahlia. She was planning on redoing her front yard landscaping. Were you able to get in contact with her?
I think that was one of the bogus, because I never got a hold of her. I drove by there and never found nobody, you know. And I think that was a bogus, you know, somebody's just messing around.
Because I'm looking at it, it looks like a valid, because when it's bogus, usually people don't put an address on there and they don't put an email, and they'll put like some kind of a phony number. But it even shows that after she filled this out, she tried to call you, and she called through the tracking number, and then she didn't leave a message, so maybe she got your voicemail or something and just hung up. But usually when it's a bogus lead, I can tell, because they'll put their name there. They'll put, like, I'm wondering if you do front lawn landscaping and if you accept credit cards for payment, something that sounds like fishy like that, and then they won't put an address. But she even put an email for rosalia.martinez@sbcglobal.net. So it looks
She's the same one. That's one of the ones that I got through Network Pros.
Okay. So again, what happened when you contacted her through Network Pros? Do you remember?
I called her several times. They credited me back because it was they tried to contact her too, and they couldn't get a hold of her.
I see. Okay.
So they wanted to make sure that it was true, because not just because I tell them, you know, hey, I can't get a hold of her, and I've been calling her, I called her, and the thing that I like about the lead is it's at least my number on there.
Yeah.
You know, they're not. They should recognize it's a different number than the tracking number.
Right.
So, you know, and I was still calling, you know, because you have to show that you're trying to get a hold of this person. And of course, being in my backyard, that lead from where it's coming from, you know, I would definitely want to get it, because it's the job is right in my town, you know.
Yeah.
And those are the
ones
that I have to
understand. Well, you have to understand
more.
One thing, too, is if she found you off of Google, it could be that she called you, sent this message over on the website, and if she didn't hear back from you right away, maybe she just called someone else, and maybe by the time you tried to call her back, she already had found someone. That's a possibility. I don't know. But I do know that we're in that instant gratification type of a world. You know, people usually, they'll, you know, when they see someone on the first page, they'll click to call them. And if they like what they hear, they just hire them. So
because like I said, you know, I've been in the insurance market before, you know, in the past.
Yeah, you know how that works.
I know how it is when people start, if I received her information through Network Pros, you know, I guarantee you her information probably went through Angie's List, you know, PK Pack or whatever, you know, other lead companies out there. And her phone probably just started blowing up. And that's why a lot of these people quit, you know, answering these phone calls, because they already know what it's about.
Wow, that's horrible. I didn't think about that. I see what you're saying.
What they don't, when
she got bombarded. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it'll happen as soon as she finishes putting out her information, because that's what I used to do.
Oh,
you know,
I used to
be that type of person. I used to be that person that, okay, this is, you know, my name is Joe Mundo. I'm looking for somebody to do a tree service, or I'm looking for life insurance or retirement plan help, you know. And as soon as I click on there, ring, my phone's already ringing. Right? Whoa, that was quick. So people are just ready to answer that lead or that phone call or whatever. However, they put their information out there, whatever information they give you, email or whatever, they'll respond to you as quick as they can. You'd be surprised. You know, you'd be thinking like, man, this person is just sitting on the phone waiting for somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it seems, but.
That's horrible. I didn't realize that. So thank you for explaining that to me. So if I see this situation on another account, that's something that I can take into consideration. If somebody says, oh, there's a lead on there, but I also got it through networks and the person never responded, that's a very high possibility that she got on some lead list once she did that and then a ton of people started calling her. Or maybe she just shut her phone off and said, I don't want to deal with this. Yep.
It's just like Angie's leads, you know. The reason I didn't like about the reason I dropped Angie's list is because when they're signing up, there's people in there saying, "No, I'm just scrolling to see what kind of services, you know, I need the services and what way can y'all help?" And they're like, "Well, just sign up, you know, just continue to finish it, everything." And like if they don't finish it, they'll get a hold of them. Like they're right there watching you filling out. They're watching you filling out your information, and they're like, "Okay, this person stopped right there. They didn't continue. Okay, well let me text them and see what you know. Can I help you? Or you know what way can I help you?" They see that you're there, that they're watching you. Then they continue to help you with the lead, you know. And if I'm the person that's on the lead, and I tell them, "Well, I'm just going through it. You know, I'm not ready to hire nobody. I just want to take a look and see what's out there or what advice can they give me." Okay, well, you know what? Just keep signing and we'll get you somebody to answer your questions. I'm not here, you know, we're not here to, it costs money. You know, it costs money to make money. You know, it takes money to make the money. So this person, And it's been several times. These people, Angie's List, they'll say, "Okay, yeah, there's somebody out there that will get we'll help you get your questions answered." So they go on ahead and sign up, and then we got to pay $75, $45 for that lead. And then I tell them, I said, "When's a good time to go by there?" Or I say, "Oh no, I just need a question answered, you know, like, what?" I said, "Well, this year's for you to, you know, we offer services to go out there to your property and do whatever needs to be done. And that's the way the system works." He said, "Well, no, they told me that if I had any questions, y'all could just answer it."
And oh, I see. Yeah. So they're just poking around for information and that, yeah. So we deal with a lot of that company's clients, and for some reason that happens to be one that I hear horror stories about, kind of similar to what you relayed. So, you know, I never will talk bad about another company. I just feel like it's a matter of bad ethics. But that's one that I haven't heard anything favorable about, and it's for the same reasons that you just explained. You know, they'll charge $75 for a lead, even if it's in an incorrect category or somebody 150 miles away, you know, or someone that's just calling for information, you know, and has no intention of hiring anyone, you know. "Oh, yeah, I'm looking for landscaping because I was thinking maybe, you know, 2 years from now, you know, when I get this and that settled that I might, you know," and it's like, what kind of a lead is that? That's not someone that's wanting to hire anyone right away, you know, but yet that company makes so much money because they'll sell it to you and to everybody else out there, you know. Meaning there's nothing exclusive. And that's why it's so important to have your online presence through Google, because there is a book of business in your backyard. And when somebody's on Google and they're looking for what you offer, we want to make sure that you're readily available and that you're easily found by the client, you know? So, you know, I've given you some different options. What do you think is the best way that you'd like to go and continue with this?
Well, to be honest, you know, I had already set my mind. I'm the type of person that I've been looking at it, and it's like on the Facebook, I try to put some pictures on there, and mm-hmm. the funny thing is that the people that have liked or came on Facebook was only to look for a job but they can't, you know, it almost seems like they can't see my pictures that I've been posting. And
so that's why I'm offering to take the Facebook ads off, because you only got people that were looking for jobs. And if you take those Facebook ads off, you're still going to have your Facebook page and people are still going to see the pictures that you post. It's not like somebody hits a button and they delete everything. So you're still going to have it. It's just that we won't run that extra $100 worth of ads, because why would you take that extra $100 if it's only getting you people that are looking for work, right? So that's exactly why I'm thinking you'd be better off to take those ads off. But aside from the Facebook, you still need to have the presence on Google, you know, because if not, Mundo Lawn and Landscaping becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert. You know, there's no way that people can hire off of a billboard, no matter how nice it is, if it's not being found, right? So what we do is we make sure that if there's people looking for your service, that they can find you. And that's that $199 aspect of the program. That keeps you on the first page of Google, the first page of Bing, keeps you active on all of the directories that we've submitted you to, including your Facebook listing. It includes the website and the hosting and the whole nine yards, the tracking number. All of that is inclusive with that $199 aspect of the program. And if things are tight right now, Joe, you know, because I know you relayed that you have insurance and you're working with lead companies, and I know that you have other funds going out elsewhere, what I could do is update the billing, and then we could charge it next week if you like, or charge it on Friday, you know, whatever you think would work. But, you know, that way you don't have to pay right now, but at least, you know, we'll get your account up to speed and you won't have that, you know, a reoccurring past due balance that you have to deal with eventually, you know? Hello, I don't know. Did you mute me again?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Oh, okay. You're
yes,
just thinking,
I'm just,
huh?
I'm just thinking, really, is just trying to figure out what to do, because, like I said, you know, I had already talked about, you know, talked about it even with my daughters, because my daughters helped me run the business. And I was like, I was already set to where you know if I'm getting services, if I pay for services, you know, and they're not making me, I'm not getting what I'm paying for it, and losing money, you know, I'm not, you know, but then again, I'm getting leads because they help me out with the leads as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they set my appointment sometimes. But
that's good.
You know, so they see too that I've been getting more leads than anything through the other networks than the website itself. So
do you think they've been on your dashboard to see these results in real time?
Who's that?
Your daughters?
No, I showed it to them. I showed it to them.
Oh, but you showed them the dashboard. Okay.
But if you look at the dashboard, some of these people that go on there are the same ones. But a bunch of them are just people looking for work.
So I want to let you know that there's 21 leads on the dashboard, and that doesn't mean that there's only been 21 inquiries about your service, right? Because there's other people that will contact you from the directories or from Facebook or from different avenues. We have you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle. There's 48 directories, right? So that doesn't mean that you've only gotten 21 hits. And of the 21 hits, some of them are duplicates. Some of them are people that are looking for jobs, right? But overall, you've been found on the first page of Google 197 times. And you've had 238 clicks to your images on the Google business page. So that's telling me that you must have received at least some solid work out of this. And I think you're just not aware. And I definitely think that if you get a 5-star rating on your Google listing, that number is even going to explode and get stronger and stronger. Because right now, if you're having that type of activity and you don't even have any reviews up there, you know, imagine what's going to happen once you do get that 5-star rating.
You know,
and I already sent you that email too, Joe, that will help you with that.
But you know, so this last lady that I got through that came through Local Splash,
Sandra,
Janie, or.
Oh, yeah, Janie, yep.
Well, the first thing that came out of her mouth is, are you still in business?
Mm-hmm.
I kid you not. Honest gospel truth. If y'all have that recorded, you have to hear it. He says, are y'all still in business?
So.
You know, and I said, like, yeah, well, you know, like, yeah, we're in business. Oh, okay. But it's like a lot of people, I've been doing this for 30-something years. Back in the days, we did not use the technology that is being used today. But back in the days, I'm very, very well known in this community, in this city, and the surrounding cities, because this is what I used to be. I used to be on the phone book, Yellow Pages. And I was, years ago, I'm talking about 25, close to 28 years, there was only four in this area that were advertising through the Yellow Pages. It's where people used to use the Yellow Pages back then. So a lot of people know me. And when you're saying that there are people clicking, they probably want to know if this is really Mundo's tree service.
Well, can you do me a favor? I want you to pull up your website right now just so that you can see it. If you go to mundolandscapingtreeservice.com, there's a little orange banner at the top that says, warning, owner action required. The information here is no longer being updated. If you are the owner, please contact the marketing agency. So that orange banner is up there just as a little friendly notification to you. Hey, it's time to call Local Splash, you know, things, you know, the payments past due, right? But she could have seen that and thought, oh, maybe this business isn't open because it says the information here is no longer being updated. So once the payment goes through, that orange banner goes down. So that's just like a little, most people see that and they're like, oh man, something's wrong with my card. Let me call Local Splash. But every time there's a glitch with the payment, that orange banner will go up on the site. So I think that if she asked you that, it has nothing to do with the marketing, the Google ads, the Facebook, the optimization, the directories. All of that is fully functional. It's just that when the payment doesn't go through, a little orange banner will go up on your site.
No, I think the reason she said that is because if I looked at my website, my kids looked at the website, and I'm way at the bottom, and it's basically a plain website that there's nothing on there, and that's the reason I figured that I probably, they probably think I, you know, it's not working. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? Uh-huh. Oritita? No, yo estoy en otra llamada en el teléfono, ya tengo como media hora arriba en el teléfono ese. Yo no sé si es una llamada. Salió yo un mundo. Lo que está pasando es que hay compañías que están usando otros números. ¿Y eres del Valle? Sí, porque yo tengo mi número de allá del Valle, pero yo vivo en Houston. Yeah. No, pero... No, okay, no, okay. Ajá. Sorry about that. That's crazy. How long have I been on the phone with you?
Almost
an hour?
I don't know. Yeah,
see. 52 minutes, 53 minutes.
Yep, uh-huh.
And this guy just called me, telling me that I just called him about some rims. I said, I didn't call you for no rims. I said, yeah, I had your phone number, Joe Mundo. And I'm like, I've been on the phone for a while on the other phone that I got. He says, oh. So I don't know what
that's
the heck.
That's weird.
But,
yeah. You know what I notice these days? Companies are using what's called VoIP phone systems, voice over internet phone, and usually it'll just match the areas that they're calling. We actually use a VoIP phone system. I'm in California, but it might show you that I called from a local number. So our VoIP phone system, if we hang up, you can call back and it will reach our call center and you could get rerouted back to me. But some companies just use spoof numbers where they just pick a 832 number out of the air and they use it as their caller ID. And I had that yesterday. I had three calls come in. They were all spam calls on my personal cell phone. And when I called them back, they went to other people or they went to where they were disconnected numbers. So, yeah, so obviously it was someone calling me trying to sell me something or who knows, you know, but I wasn't able to get back through. So I think that somebody had called him probably, you know, trying to offer him something, and then it was a spoof number. So when he called back, it went to Joe Mundo. But it's, you know, it obviously wasn't you. We've been on the phone for an hour, you know.
Yeah, if people are using the same phone numbers, you know, he's not the first one that's called me like that.
Yeah, it'd be nice if you could get some information as to how it originated. So if you get another call like that, he said something about ribs, right? try to find out, like, hey, do you know the name of the rib company? Did they give you any information? What's their name? Because maybe you could look into it and contact that rib company and say, hey, when you're using your spoof number, it's actually putting mine out there, and I don't appreciate it. You know, then they can pick another number, you know.
Yeah,
I think it's probably someone that just unknowingly thinks that it's an open number, and it's not. It belongs to you, so. But in any case, what do you want to do with the account and the past due balance here?
What's today? Today's Friday?
Thursday, I think. It's Thursday. Yep, the 9th. Thursday the 9th.
Let me think about it. Let me call me tomorrow if you can, because if I try to call you, I won't be able to. Well, yeah, I think you sent me a direct number, did you?
I did, yeah. So now you can reach me anytime. Like I said, I always answer my calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other call, but at least I can call you right back. And then I'll put a note in here to myself just as a reminder to give you a buzz tomorrow so you and I can kind of pick up where we left off, okay?
Okay. And you said, you know, what options do I have? You know, if I want to continue or discontinue, you know, let's say if I want to continue and get here and, but
so option one would be to pay the past due and cancel, okay? Option two would be to remove the Facebook ads, lower that past due amount to $199 and continue. And I already sent you that review generator email. So I want you to start working on getting a couple of 5-star ratings here and there. And then once you pay, you'll have a whole month of service for you and your daughters to kind of evaluate it with your reviews. We'll go in and do updates. I'll send customer support a message that you want bi-monthly updates for someone to contact you. So we'll be a lot more hands-on moving forward, right? But with that being said, at the end of the month, if you decide that you don't want to continue, you can call us back and you can cancel and there wouldn't be any further charges, or you can cancel the program and just go to website hosting, and that's just $49 a month. And that's to keep your site, which probably you're going to want to do once I get you on the dashboard and I show you how to make updates. You're probably going to want to keep it. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, yes.
I don't know, I'll be getting back. I did not meet this time. But, so you're saying it's $2.99 to cancel, $49 for website hosting, and $199 if I remove the Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And then you get the full package, just less the Facebook ads. So you'll still keep the Facebook page. It's just that we won't run that extra $100 worth of ads on there.
Okay. So there's 3 days. And, And let's say, here's a question I have. Let's say that